Hey everyone, welcome back to this series called August Wisdom, 31 episodes in 31 days for the month of August. And today we're going to talk about the millennial mindset. And if you are a millennial, this will make your mind, your psychology much more vivid and clear to you. This is a Deep Psychology podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide deep psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. So, as I said, we're going to talk about the millennial mindset. And learning about this is quite a recent thing for me. I wasn't aware of the studies that I'm going to talk about in a minute here. And learning about it has just made things much clearer to me and why there is conflict between me and other older members of my family and even people that are the same age as me. Why is there conflict? Why is there misunderstanding? And if you fall into this category, if you are a millennial or you know a millennial, this will just, it will make things very clear. It will put their psychology, it'll shine a light on their psychology and why they see the world that they do, okay? So what are we talking about here? So basically, research has been done into the different generations and what they value and how they see things, okay? And it turns out that the millennials have their own spin on things. They see things in a certain way that other generations simply don't, okay? And there is... four areas where the millennial mindset really shows up. It is religion, politics, marriage, and career. Now, you might suspect what I'm about to say, and it's that basically millennials are less supportive of religions than previous generations. They are less trusting in political parties. They are less interested in marriage. And they are not so quick to run into a career as previous generations are. And what we also find is that they are the least patriotic generation in history, and they are more multicultural than any other generation in history. And finally, they are the most optimistic generation in history. Isn't that fascinating? So, less supportive of religion, politics, marriage, career, and yet less patriotic to more multicultural and the most optimistic generation in history, okay? So, I don't know about you, but this really explains me very well because I look at these things and I say, it's so true. I have a very strong spiritual life, but it's not embedded so much in a particular religion. It's more based in my direct personal relationship with the divine. And it's certainly not embedded in the religion of the country I grew up in, which is in the UK, which is Protestantism or Catholicism. Political parties, none of them really turn me on. I can see that they are sort of traditional, modern, postmodern politics, and part of me just feels very disinterested by it all. At the same time, I'm interested because it's the development of human beings basically in the public sphere, in the public eye. It's in front of us all the time. But I feel very detached from it, and I don't really associate with a particular political party. And I could keep going on and on about this, but basically what I think this does for us as youngsters is a few things. First of all, it explains why we have conflict with our parents and our grandparents, because as I said, the most multicultural, the least patriotic, and the most optimistic generation in history. Now, if I just look at those three dimensions and I think about sort of the adults in my life who are 20, 30 years older than me, it makes sense that these differences are there and I can see those differences, and it makes sense that they cause conflict, right? Because I'm quite cynical about being identified with a certain country. I'm Scottish, I'm proud to be Scottish, but I don't feel identified as Scottish as a lot of people do in the country, where it's sort of Scotland to the exclusion of everything else, and everything in Scotland is the best, and you know, it has this different flavour to it. I don't feel that, and I can see that that's very prevalent amongst the older generations. More multicultural, I see that people my age, they study all kinds of things, and they get stuck into all kinds of topics that our parents' generation just are not interested in whatsoever. And we're not so bothered about where people are from and their background and their social status and their sexual orientation and so on. We're open and more accepting, more multicultural. And yeah, I think this really helps with just understanding that this is what it is, and it's inevitable, and it's not something to avoid. It's actually something, if we look back at our previous episode, I think this is a sign of higher consciousness in the younger generation, and that we need to take responsibility, and we need to perpetuate that with love, but with intention, and with not denying that we are above, because I think in certain ways we are above the previous generation, and our children will be above us probably, and they will look at us probably as dinosaurs as well. It's just inevitable. I also think what this can do is it makes us realize what the role of our generation is, right? So if you think to your parents, your grandparents, certainly in my case, I've lived a much more comfortable life than they have in so many different dimensions. For one thing, I've not really lived through a major war, whereas my grandparents were born before the Second World War. And in my parents' generation, there was war going on, maybe not sort of like on the scale of the First or Second World Wars, but things like the Cold War. And certainly there was fighting going on with the sort of the tail end of the British Empire in the 80s during the Margaret Thatcher era. And there was all sorts of conflicts going on across the world, and I think there's much less now than there was then. And what I think our role as millennials is to kind of, to actually sort of, is to be more peaceful, more open, happier in a certain way, and less concerned about institutions and hierarchies than our parents were. And if we think about the impact that this will have over the next few decades as we grow up and we have children and they grow up and then they have children, we're passing on characteristics here that are going to change humanity in major ways, just like the previous generation changed humanity in major ways in comparison to that the previous generation before them. So we actually have a role to play as millennials. It's not just that we are different from our parents, it's that we're actually advancing beyond our parents and our grandparents. And this puts us into a much bigger context, right? We're quirky from their point of view because we actually need to be quirky. If we didn't appear quirky to them, we'd just be like them. And that is not our role. Our role is to be different. So I don't know about this. You run with it and see if it makes sense and see if it explains things. But less religion, less politics, less marriage, less career focused, more multicultural, less patriotic, and more optimistic than any generation in history. See if this doesn't help you understand yourself and your relationships with older people, and see if it doesn't put everything in a much bigger context that just it gives you solace when you feel like perhaps you're weird or you are sort of going against the grain. Not everyone, not all millennials are like this. These are generalizations, and I can see that many millennials, people my age, that are less like this, I do not have such an affinity with them, and it explains why. Okay? So, I think that's all for this episode of August Wisdom. Make sure to subscribe. I'm back every single day in August, and yes, that is happening, and we're almost halfway through, and I've done an episode every single day. So make sure to keep coming back every single day in August if you're enjoying this, and I'll be back tomorrow with the next piece of August Wisdom. Take care, and thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.